Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Newly hired executive director of the Pella Opera House, Cindy Atkins, and president of the Pella Opera House board, Allie Mueller-Height, join us on today's program to talk about Atkins joining the Pella Opera House.
Well, Cindy, first of all, congratulations. You are the new director of the Pella Opera House. First of all, what does it mean to be selected and hired into this position?
I just look at this as a wonderful opportunity. We have such a treasure here in Pella with our opera house and the other historical venues that we have that promote our heritage and the culture of Pella. It helps keep our community very vibrant and alive. We are a destination for visitors who want to come, and we're a resource for the people who live here, work here, and enjoy life here. So I am thrilled to be a part of this wonderful facility. I have been a guest at the Pella Opera House so many times over the past couple of decades, and to now be one who is running the facility just makes my heart very happy. So I'm looking forward to learning more about the Pella Opera House, and I'm very much looking forward to meeting and talking with so many members of the community who support this grand facility.
And Allie, you're the chair of the board that hired Cindy. From your perspective, why was she such a great hire to fill the spot?
Well, it's fun to have someone apply for the job who is already passionate about the Pella Opera House and has a background with our events, has been a longtime member and supporter of the Pella Opera House. And then obviously with her strengths, she's great at relationship building. She's a positive person and has wonderful ideas to take the Pella Opera House into the next several years and make it a vibrant place. She is very detail-oriented, so with that whole combination, it's exciting for our board to be a part of this and see where 2018 leads with Cindy's leadership.
When you look at the last several years with the renovation that we had here at the Opera House, so many things were put into place structurally, physically, to make this building more alive. And then with the programming that's been happening in the last few years as well, it's just a great opportunity to come into 2018. We have a program already in place for 2018 that we are going to be very excited to announce at a holiday hoopla on December 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. I invite the public to come to that. They'll have a chance to welcome me into the Opera House as well as see our new season and also renew memberships before the end of the year. So it's very exciting to be here and to have a chance to see how far the Opera House has come over the past several years and now be ready to take it into the next decade. It's just exciting.
And you talk about the next decade. From your perspective, why did you take the position and what are some of those goals that you have because you took the position, so to speak?
Probably one of my first goals is to just to go out and to renew the relationships that we have with so many people in town and remind people about making the Opera House a choice for where they want to come when they have date night or a girls' weekend or they're looking for a place for that holiday party. We have events, but we also are a great host for others' events when they want to come here. So those are some of the things that I look forward to doing at the first, but I also look forward to just welcoming people to the Opera House to all of our fabulous 2018 season. There's so much to look forward to.
And then from your perspective, in terms of moving forward with Cindy, what was the board's intention and what are some of the things you're hoping to either strengthen or continue from the board's perspective?
We're excited for 2018, as Cindy said, to be a destination place for couples in Pella to be looking for a date night, to know that they can look to see what our events are and plan date nights around it, or for women to bring in their friends for the weekend and enjoy a weekend here at the Pella Opera House. But we also see our event space as being a beautiful space for weddings, corporate events, holiday events coming up, but also different exciting venue space for the future. And we're excited to see Cindy take on that role and really use our space and bring it to life in 2018.
And then if people want to learn more about the events that are coming up or they want to be a part of the holiday hoopla or they want to become members, what's the best way for them to contact the Pella Opera House and get that process started?
Of course, we're online at PellaOperaHouse.org or feel free to give us a call or send an email. We'd love to hear from people.
You can also watch for us on Facebook and follow us on Facebook to see our upcoming events and also see the exciting things we have going on throughout the week.
Once again, that was Cindy Atkins and Allie Mueller-Height with the Pella Opera House. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.